B-Pod Studios.
I want to start out, though, talking about daddy-daughter dance. Okay. Did your daughters do that for Valentine's Day with daddy?
So we've been invited to one, but it was more of a charity event. And the tickets,
oh, cool.
Which is really sweet. But the tickets, I'm going to be honest with you, and, you know, full disclosure, they were like $250, $300
yeah.
per person.
Yeah.
And I was like, let's skip it this year and
right.
maybe we'll do something next year. So, but the school didn't have a daddy-daughter dance or anything like that this year. Although I've been really looking forward to them actually going.
It was so cute. We did it with my girls and, or not girls, girl. I say girls because it was the cousins and everybody got together to take photos beforehand.
Yes, of course.
Yes. And then, so this kind of leads me to my next topic because Doug went there and I was like, how was it? And he goes, she didn't dance with me. He's like, she just went off on her own thing. Like she got there
yeah.
and she took off because she saw all of her other little girlfriends.
Yeah, yeah.
And it is funny how they already start to be clicky.
I know.
In kindergarten.
At a young age.
Yes. And there's this one girl that my daughter's a little bit like obsessed with.
Okay.
And her name is Noelle. Mm-hmm. So Noelle's not in her class. She only gets to see her drop off or a pickup or something.
Yes.
And when they put them in the pen,
right.
waiting for the parents to come pick you up. So she paired off with her and Doug said, he sent me video. He's like, this is really weird. This is like, she's attached at the hip to this girl. And I go, well, it's not a big deal because
no, it's so normal.
It's normal because she doesn't get to see this girl in her classroom.
Right.
So at an event, she wants to hang out with her.
Yes. She wants to get all the exposure, everything
yes.
that she can experience with her while
mm-hmm.
she can. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But I'm still trying to teach my daughter about like inclusion.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you want to
not exclude others that are around just
right.
because she's there.
Exactly. And
yeah.
that's a very hard adult concept when you actually think about it.
It is because, yeah, well, I mean, you're growing up, you're a little kid. All you think about is yourself.
Yeah, because you're selfish.
Right.
But I want to go play with her. And I'm going to. Yeah.
By nature you are. And yeah, that's where parenting comes into play. And if you just keep beating it into them, like as in repeat, just like, hey, make sure you keep inviting people, your sister or this person, just because you haven't seen your friend in a while doesn't mean that your friend that's been with you all day doesn't mean that they don't exist.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Yeah, it is more of an adult concept, though, and managing
right.
expectations and managing everything.
Right.
Yeah.
I totally need to do that and want to keep enforcing that just as long as you like lead with kindness.
Yes.
And all that stuff. But I feel like I also understand when you just meet that girl
mm-hmm.
who's like, OK,
like it works.
We're in common. We have things in common.
It's amazing.
We click.
That's like us when we first started.
Yes.
No joke. It was
yes.
like, we're like, whoa.
Yeah. Oh my gosh.
Polarizing.
Yes. We get each other.
Right.
And so I kind of respect that too
right.
when you're young because you trust your instincts.
Yes.
Like you just know how to follow your instincts.
Right. Exactly. But it is, you know what? It is more of, I would say you learn how to do it more like middle school and high school. Like it takes years to kind of learn and people being rude to you and mean to you.
Mm-hmm.
And having it kind of thrown in your face.
Right.
In order for you to learn like, oh, I don't want to make her feel like she can't play with their Barbies with us.
Exactly.
You know, they can't go bike riding with us because, you know, this new person just showed up. It takes a long time. It's going to take years.
It's going to be forever a battle. I just don't want her to be a mean girl.
Oh,
I don't
yeah.
want her to be, you know, it's
she's
always
not going to be, but it's, you know, it's going to take time.
Yeah. You know, what's always hard too, is when you have a threesome of mm-hmm. girls.
Oh my gosh.
Because one is always going to like, if one goes on vacation and
yes.
the other two are at the lunch table talking about the one who's gone.
Right, that's gone. Yeah. And, there are books about that I read all the time.
Yeah.
With my daughter. The Bear Seen Bears always talk about that, by the way.
They do.
Yes,
that's
they
right.
do.
The I love
gossiping.
Them.
I know this is sweet. A good message in them for the kids. But so this is actually going on with my daughter right now. So I'll try to be vague because I don't want to offend anybody. I haven't talked to the parents about this yet. But so my daughter, whenever she plays with a friend, her best friend gets super jealous. And so she tries to grab her hand and take her away and say, and she's actually told my daughter before when they see each other at school, like, I don't like you. I don't want to hang out with you. And so although on one hand, first of all, don't say that to my kid.
Oh, yeah.
Right. So
I know.
But you know, they're 6 or 7,
right.
you know, so I'm trying to just I don't want to talk to the parents. I feel like I want the kids to kind of work it out themselves. And
mm-hmm.
also it's a life lesson. At an early age,
yeah.
not everybody is
it's unfair
like
that she
you.
Has to go through that. Yeah,
it is. But also, the earlier you learn that not everybody's going to like you, and the earlier you learn that you don't have to clamor for somebody,
you
to
don't
like
have to be
you,
a people pleaser.
That's what I really want to teach her, is to kind of just be independent, be okay with yourself. And if somebody doesn't like you, it doesn't mean you don't have to dislike them.
Right.
You know, maybe they are a good person, but maybe you guys just don't vibe. Maybe you guys just, you know, or maybe you guys are so similar that it's just not working out right now and needs a little bit of time. That happens to guys all the time. You know what I mean? So, but yeah, so I'm trying to instill that in her. But if the kid does say something again, you know what I mean? Then I think I'm going to have to talk to the parents. I don't know. What do you think?
Okay. So I feel like, are you good friends with the parents?
We live by each other. It's not a big deal in the beginning, but because it keeps happening now,
yes.
My daughter just feels sad about it. And I just wanted to know if there was something that we could do, or maybe they could all play together more, or separate, or just have the two girls play.
Exactly. But I have the problem solved. I don't have it solved, but I know how you need to approach it. Number one, you would want to know if your daughter was doing that.
100%.
Right? So you're telling them on the standpoint of, I would want to know this, you know, if Aubrey was doing this, I would want another parent to tell me so I could at least talk to her about it. So I'm just letting you know and say, and by the way, this is how you have to explain it.
Okay.
You have to say, and by the way, there are probably two sides to the story, because that, you know, I've actually gone through this, or I've seen this happen, and the perpetrator was like, yeah, but she gives me rude looks. Not to say that Aubrey is giving her rude looks.
No, it's just, but it's an example.
But Aubrey could be, and probably is, 100% right. And it sounds like this girl is being rude. But as long as you present it to the parent that you don't think it's 100%.
Both sides.
Because then they'll get defensive.
Correct. Yeah. So, and I think I can do that. I wouldn't, especially since we, you know, live by each other, I would never want to offend anybody.
Right.
You know, so far, but what I see, everybody's pretty cool and nice.
Oh, yeah.
But, you know, also, that comes into play. Like, you don't want to offend anybody's parents, but then also you want to be a good parent and defend your kid.
Yes.
Honestly, Roxanne, I think it's because of the pairs of three.
It's the three thing.
It's the three. And I brought that up. And I think, but honestly, my husband, Anthony, he saw it happen, I think, like last week. So it's a continuation.
Now it's a pattern.
It's a pattern and it's happening. I know why. It's because they're in a group of three. I also still want to kind of say, Aubrey, not everybody's going to like you. I love you, and that's okay. That does not give anybody the right at all to speak to you or talk to you or be mean to you. You let me know immediately if anything else happens, because then now I feel like I have to go say something.
The parent needs to know
right. If
it happens again.
Yes.
So that they can teach their child and remind their child, your words have consequences.
Yeah.
You cannot use your words to be mean to people.
Yes, exactly.
And they'll appreciate that by you saying, I would want to know, number one, and by the way, I'm not saying that there isn't another side to this.
Right.
And also add to it, and by the way, this is age appropriate behavior.
Oh yeah, definitely.
You know?
Yeah, it's funny that you brought that up, and I was like, oh man, I'm dealing with this right now. It's crazy.
Yeah.
But, you know, they're all just young, and by the way, you're going to deal with this the rest of your life. There's women we deal with on a daily basis, and whether it's in this building or outside of this building, that pretend that they like you and they really don't like you.
We should talk about that sometime, because I just saw something on Google or some story popped up that was like, how you can tell if your friends really don't like you or really do like you. And that, like, groups of girlfriends sometimes of all ages, they'll pretend like you're their friend. They're in your friend group, but they really don't like you.
Right.
So we'll have to talk about that next time. Okay.
That's a life lesson in itself.
Yes.
It really
is. Through that. Let's talk about while we have, you know what else the Berenstain Bears talk about is their favorite. My favorite book of theirs was their budget book. Did you ever read that one?
I don't think I have that.
It was like Brother Bear and Sister Bear were spending too much money, and so they learned how to have an allowance and stuff. It was so cute. But anyways, I bring that up. We don't have too much time to get into it. But inflation. Oh my gosh.
Oh my God.
Doug does most of the grocery shopping, so I just don't even know. But then he was out of town. I went to the grocery store. I sent him a picture of my receipt. I'm like, is this a car payment?
Yeah, it's stupid. It's stupid. And I go, and it's not just the grocery store. Like I like once a week or every other week, I also go like to a Sam's Club or a Costco because I need the diapers and I need specific wipes that, you know, are fragrance free, all this that work well for us that are only available at Sam's Club that we like. Anyway, yeah. So it's not just the grocery store and then the Uber Eats. And I'm just like, and sometimes I don't want to cook and I want to order a pizza. It's just so expensive. And you know, the eggs are expensive. Making banana bread this weekend was something I was planning on doing. And now I'm like, oh, should I save these eggs? Because they're so damn expensive right now.
It's crazy.
It's
know.
It's so expensive. I know.
But maybe we can come up with some ideas for the next show, like how moms can save money. But it makes me mad because, you know, we're not getting the cost of living increase.
Not like it was.
And Tampa Bay has the highest inflationary area in the country.
Right. Yeah. I just look for those BOGO sales at Publix, to be quite honest with you.
Smart.
I'm like, okay, I'm going to stock up on this now.
Smart. I need a BOGO wine. I'm going to go look for one of those today.
Can you invite me over? That'd be great.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.